You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Earlier this week, an investigation was launched into the school lunch program after baked-in plastic was found in several lunches. However, principals say the program has already had various issues since Associate Education Minister David Seymour switched providers as a cost-saving measure last year. The Labour Party has called for the lunch provider, as well as Minister David Seymour, to be sacked over these issues. And the Coalition Government is set to introduce legislation that would give the option of four-year parliamentary terms. The legislation has been designed by ACT as part of their coalition agreement. It would effectively allow each government to decide whether to keep a three-year term or have a four-year term with more select committee accountability. National and New Zealand First have both committed to bringing the legislation to the select committee stage. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I speak to Labour's Carmel Cipollone about both of these topics. Are you surprised that earlier this week there was another investigation into the school lunch program?
No, not at all. The Prime Minister keeps saying that that David Seymour's over the detail. Clearly he's not. It's a shambles, and at some point the Prime Minister needs to take responsibility and stand up and acknowledge he is the leader of this country and try and fix this mess.
Why have you called for the Associate Education Minister David Seymour's resignation over school lunches?
Well, he is the person that made the decision that this needed to be turned on its head, and he is the one that ultimately needs to take responsibility. And saying that, because it's become so much of a shambles, the Prime Minister needs to step up. The Primary Minister of Education needs to step up. They need to step in to fix it.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has dismissed the program completely, saying parents should be responsible for their own kids' lunch. What's your response to this kind of opposition from the PM?
Just goes to show how out of touch he is as a Prime Minister. The program was introduced because we have issues of food security in this country and child poverty. It was a way of being able to get food to the kids who need it most. But it wasn't just about the food, it was job creation. So we have seen 2,000 jobs lost as a result of the changes made by this government. And it was also about making sure that these kids got access to nutritious meals and a hot meal, because for so many, this would be the only hot meal that they would get through the course of the day.
And what are you hearing from your electorate about how the program is going?
Oh, a lot from my electorate. I've got a number of schools in my electorate that have the lunches in schools program. Some of the primary schools, of course, still have their same lunch providers, and so they're fine. However, they are fearful of what will happen when they switch over to Compass. Clearly, Compass does not have the capability or capacity to be able to tend to the schools that they are providing lunches for currently. And so the idea that next year that's going to expand again is of concern for me as the local MP, but of concern for these schools because they've been getting quality lunches up until now.
If elected next year, will you reinstate the school lunch program to what it was?
Oh, look, we were the ones that started it. We were certainly committed. There's going to be lots of decisions made to be made by us with regards to policy going into the next election. Because of the shambles that's been created by this government, we're not in a position at this stage to make all of those announcements, but certainly we were the ones that instigated the program and demonstrated the commitment to it.
And are you supportive of a four-year parliamentary term?
Personally, I am. Some people know that I actually had a members bill in the ballot for a four-year parliamentary term to take that to referendum. I would need to take that out of the ballot and replace it with something else. What I don't support is way in which there's been a muddling up of what might need to happen with standing orders and a range of other things here. I think if this is going to be done, then a clean referendum needs to be put to New Zealanders. Do they want to change to a four-year parliamentary term? And all of the other details can be sorted out separately.
So what would you change about the legislation that ACT has drafted to change the law?
Just keep it simple. Don't propose anything other than a referendum, and be very clear about what the question will be that's put to New Zealanders. I think that's the important part.
And is this the only constitutional change that needs to happen?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, but it's certainly one that I think from my conversations, there is an appetite for.
So do you expect New Zealanders will respond well to the referendum?
Well, I guess we'll just have to see. And arguments will be put up for and against. And so that will determine where people vote in the end. But I'm certainly all about less elections, more certainty for the country. Those would be the two main reasons why I've always been a supporter of a four-year term.
That was Labour's Carmel Cipollone on recent issues with the school lunch program and the introduction of legislation that would change parliamentary terms to 4 years.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.